A new WBUR poll in the battleground state of New Hampshire finds if the presidential election were today between Donald Trump and the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, the outcome would be very close. Clinton has just a 2-point lead over Trump in the Granite State. The WBUR poll is consistent with several recent surveys from around the country that suggest the election will be competitive. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has our story.
According to WBUR's new poll, Clinton leads Trump 44% to 42% in New Hampshire, with about 7% still undecided. The reason this race is so close is that both Clinton and Trump are exceptionally unpopular across the state.
Very few people like either of them by comparison to other presidential candidates.
This is Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the WBUR survey. It found that just 35% of New Hampshire voters have a positive view of Clinton. Only 33% feel that way about Trump. And what's particularly striking, both candidates are viewed unfavorably by 58% of voters.
So lots more people have a negative impression of both of them than a positive impression.
By contrast, Democrat Bernie Sanders' numbers are just the opposite. 55% view him favorably, while 34% view him unfavorably. And according to the WBUR poll, if Sanders were the Democratic nominee, he beats Trump decisively in New Hampshire by 16 points. This is an argument that Sanders continues to make in his campaign, that poll after poll suggests that he'd fare better against Trump than Clinton. Pollster Steve Cozzella says a big reason for this is that the gender gap between Trump and Clinton pretty much disappears with Sanders.
Where Clinton was trailing by 17 points among men, Sanders and Trump are essentially even. Sanders does a bit better among women, but the big difference really is that the gap among men just disappears.
On a blustery day on Main Street in Nashua, New Hampshire earlier this week, a passerby plays one of the pianos that are part of the city's street piano project. As he heads to lunch, Scott Bennett, a Democrat from Amherst, explains why he's supporting Clinton.
First off, Trump does not seem qualified to be president for tonal reasons and background. He just doesn't seem ready at this point to be the next president of the United States. That seems straightforward.
So Bennett says he'll vote for Clinton, but not with an abundance of enthusiasm.
Do I feel positive about Hillary? I don't think she's a great candidate. I don't think she has the warmth that a lot of politicians can demonstrate. But I would certainly say that she's qualified to do it.
In the WBUR poll, more than half say Clinton treats people with respect and dignity, while only 1 in 5 feel that way about Trump. More voters see Clinton as capable of improving America's standing in the world than Trump. But they regard Trump as a tougher negotiator and more likely to create jobs and economic growth. That last issue, the economy, is why Tom Belanger, a Republican from Brookline, New Hampshire, says he supports Trump.
And the other is that I think that we've lost all of our respect abroad, and I think we need somebody in there that shows that we do what we say and we say what we mean. I'm not sure he is that guy. I just hope and pray he is. I like his candor. I don't like his over-the-top candor. I think it's totally unnecessary for him to speak the way he does and to, you know, degrade and belittle and talk down to people.
A little farther down Main Street, Dave Tiffany from Hollis and Linda Kipnis from Hudson hold signs that say, end the war, bring our troops home. They both support Bernie Sanders.
Because he's the only one that's not corrupt, totally corrupt, like Hillary Clinton, for example. Warmonger, she backed the war in Iraq and then lied about why she did it.
Clinton did vote for the war, but now says she made a mistake. Even so, Dave Tiffany says he won't support her in November and will write in Bernie Sanders. But Linda Kipnis feels differently.
I actually support Bernie Sanders also, but I will vote for Hillary if it's Hillary versus Trump. And I understand the point about we're tired of voting for the least bad, but I'm really afraid that Trump will win. And certainly she's way better than Trump would be.
This is one of the big questions about the coming months. How many Sanders supporters will rally behind Clinton, assuming she wins the Democratic nomination? According to the WBUR poll, 3/4 of Sanders supporters say they'll support her, like Linda Kipnis. But 1/4 of them say they won't, like Dave Tiffany. And 10% say they'll vote for Trump. But pollster Steve Cozzella says it remains to be seen how they'll feel come Election Day.
It depends to a certain extent how Bernie Sanders approaches the next couple months. You know, how long does the race go on? Is there really a visible coming together, and do Bernie Sanders supporters get behind that idea? But at the moment, there just are a lot of Bernie Sanders voters who haven't decided necessarily to vote for Clinton.
They could provide a crucial margin of support for Clinton, particularly in a contest that today appears so close. The WBUR survey is the latest among a number of polls from key battleground states that show a small but persistent Clinton advantage in what appears to be a tight race that's following many of the same contours of the 2012 election. The WBUR poll also found a close race for the Senate in New Hampshire. Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan is just 2 points ahead of the Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte in a key race that could decide which party wins or retains control of the Senate in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.
The WBUR poll has a margin of error of 4.4%. You can find the full results at the Politicker section of our website, wbur.org.